For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. The Becker County Sheriff's Office says the Monday shooting deaths of a man and a child were determined to be a murder-suicide. The Ramsey County Medical Examiner's Office reports 45-year-old Gene Bartness died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after fatally shooting his 3-year-old son, Colton Bartness. The incident remains under investigation, and authorities say there is no threat to the public. WDAY-TV reports a few dozen people gathered at a vigil Tuesday night wearing Spider-Man clothing in honor of Colton's favorite superhero. A family friend has set up a GoFundMe for Colton's mom, Christy Frazier, who is described as a beloved daycare provider. The 6-member bands of the Minnesota Chippewa tribe hosted primary elections Tuesday. Tribal members across northern Minnesota and beyond cast ballots for secretary-treasurer as well as for district representative seats. The MCT regulates elections for its 6-member bands and states that candidates who won more than 50% of the vote in the primary win the election. Otherwise, the top 2 vote-getters move on to the general election on June 9th. The candidates who won more than 50% of the vote Tuesday are current Leech Lake District 2 Representative Steve White and current Mille Lacs Secretary-Treasurer Sheldon Boyd Sr. More details on Tuesday's MCT primary are at KAXE.org. Ruby's Pantry, a faith-based nonprofit distributing items for pop-up food pantries across the Midwest for more than 20 years, announced it is closing its operation. In a statement on its website, the nonprofit says it had been working for months on, quote, thoughtfully realigning the work, structure, and focus of Ruby's Pantry, but as of Tuesday, it would end the pantry operations immediately. Ruby's Pantry monthly pop-ups in northern Minnesota, like Aiken, Baudette, Bemidji, Brainerd, Eveleth, Grand Marais, Grand Rapids, Hermantown, Monaga, Roseau, and Silver Bay, will all cease to operate among the 87 locations in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Bemidji's Ruby's Pantry was organized by leaders of Mount Zion Church starting in 2017. The monthly pop-up quickly outgrew the church, with organizers instead collaborating with the Sanford Center as a distribution site due to the event's popularity. Bemidji Ruby's Pantry stated in a social media announcement that as of Wednesday, it is unclear if or how reimbursements for food shares already purchased for April would be returned. Bemidji Community Food Shelf Executive Director Jennifer Ocker says Ruby's Pantry events played an important role in the community served.
I remember when my kids were little, we utilized Ruby's Pantry. We know that this is going to create gaps for people who relied on Ruby's Pantry. And so we expect to see an increased need as a result.
Bemidji Community Food Shelf will implement new evening hours once a month beginning Monday, with more evening hours possible depending on turnout. The City of Hermantown has opened the public comment period on the next step of the city's review of the proposed Google Data Center campus. According to a news release, the city and Google jointly agreed to an updated alternative urban area-wide review study of the project. The AUAR is a tool used to understand how different development scenarios might affect the environment before development occurs. In early March, Google was revealed as the company behind the proposal that has sparked scrutiny and controversy for the city. Public comments are being accepted on an updated scoping document as part of that review now through April 30th. This update includes a smaller geographic footprint than last fall's study, totaling just under 280 acres. Visit KAXE.org for information on how to submit public comments. Underground mine tours at the Lake Vermilion Sudan Mine State Park will resume Memorial Day weekend, 2 years after flooding closed the tours indefinitely. The closure for flooding beginning in 2024 followed a 2-year restoration project that also prevented the public from touring the underground mines. The Sudan underground mine tours include traveling more than 2,000 feet down to the 27th level of the mine via authentic, expertly maintained hoisting equipment, followed by a mile-long underground train ride to the Montana Stope, the last working area of the mine. Due to space limitations, tickets are required for everyone, including children. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.